Surrey Council has ordered a notice on title be filed on yet another illegal construction site, this one in the North Surrey neighbourhood of Royal Heights. The notices serve to alert potential buyers, lenders, and insurers about sites of illegal construction and the potential risks associated with the properties, pursuant to Section 57 of the Community Charter. The City of Surrey launched its Illegal Construction Enforcement Team, ICET, on April 27, 2022. The address of this latest case is 9730 Townline Diversion, a two-story house owned by Jasveer Singh Sangha and Kushvinder Kaur Sangha since May 31, 2016. According to a corporate report before council, from Surrey's General Manager of Planning and Development Ron Gill and Building Inspector Kyle May, numerous site visits by city staff confirmed the property contains unpermitted construction, including an addition to the rear of the house, which includes two dwelling units, a rooftop deck, and two awnings. City Hall issued 7 bylaw contravention notices, the report indicates. The owners have paid the sum of $2,000 in fines and have disputed 3 of the tickets, which are to be scheduled for adjudication, Gill and May reported. The city also issued 5 site visit fees for a total of $1,140 related to the unpermitted works. The site visit fees have been paid in full. The report adds that city staff at this time don't see a realistic path for the owners to get a building permit to keep the disputed structures, which were constructed without a valid and subsisting building permit issued by the city under the building bylaw. The construction has progressed to a point where many essential elements are now obscured, preventing the necessary inspections by the city to confirm safety and compliance with the building bylaw and British Columbia Building Code. In addition, the unpermitted works contravene the zoning bylaw as the number of secondary suites permitted for a single-family residence has been exceeded, Gill and May reported. Meantime, on June 16, Council at a special hearing ordered 2 notices on title related to illegal construction sites in North Surrey at 7924 123 Street. Owners Dalveer Kaur Dosanjh and Sulakhan Singh Dosanjh, and 12675-100 Avenue, owners Ghulam Mustafa and Aksa Naz. Also, on May 20, Council directed city staff to file a notice on title on one property in North Surrey at 16460-93A Avenue, owners Tarsim Singh Phagora and Rajbinder Kaur Phagora, and another in South Surrey at 17669-40 Avenue, owners Manmeet Singh Desi, Avtar Singh Desi and Palwinder Singh Desi. Before those, one in Wali at 9040 Sky Place, owners Gurpreet Singh Heer and Navneet Kaur Heer, and another in Newton at 6718-140A Street, owners Manjit Kaur Thind and Rupinderjit Judge, were added to the list on March 31. Concerning this latest case in Royal Heights, the owner's lawyer asked for an adjournment, for a week or two, because she's new to the case and needed time for review. That would be appropriate for me, she told counsel. City Assistant Solicitor Guillermo Flores opposed this. Mayor Brenda Locke noted the City of Surrey has never adjourned one of these hearings before, so I don't think that would be appropriate for the city to do. We will carry on, please. City Solicitor Philip Wynn recommended that both sides be heard on why there should or shouldn't be an adjournment. Just out of fairness for the parties. Flores said the illegal construction continued after a stop work order and compliance order were issued. He said the property owners have had a lot of opportunity and time to retain counsel. They've been warned that we intend to take them to a Section 57 hearing. They didn't bring the property into compliance, and that was as far back as May 2, 2025, and only just now, moments before this hearing, are they retaining counsel to seek an adjournment. Sangha's lawyer, whose name wasn't mentioned at the hearing, reiterated she was only retained late in the week prior. My client still does have the right to answer in defense, and I would be available for this in a week or two, or whenever we get another date. Counsel approved a motion to continue with the hearing. The owner's lawyer told counsel her client has been making efforts to bring the build into compliance with the help of an engineer and a structural engineer, who didn't appear at the hearing, indicated there are no safety issues. It's my position that even if a notice were to be posted on Tidal, Mr. Sangha is regardless working on rectifying the situation, and in the meantime he just needs a little bit more time and it will be dealt with, and he also needs to be able to have the city cooperate with him to be able to do the necessary inspections, because it's difficult for someone to be in compliance when they can't even arrange the necessary inspections to be done. And he is willing to cooperate, she told council. Flores said the city's position is the construction has reached a point where a lot of the elements that would need to be inspected have, essentially, been covered up. He said the difficulty the owners now find themselves in is trying to obtain retroactive compliance, after everything's been substantially completed. Asked why he ignored the stop work order when it was first posted, Sangha replied, "We were so stressed out." And his lawyer added that he told her he didn't know about it because it isn't his primary residence, and the individual that was working on the property would have just continued, so he was not aware of the stop work order, and that's a mistake, and he acknowledges that. Overall, he tells me that the construction was done in a safe manner. He's used architects and engineers to deal with that as well, she said. It's my position there's no demolition needed to assure that the building is built in a safe manner, the owner's lawyer told council. He has used professionals for the construction of this building, and this is just not something that has simply been done by lay people.